At about 10 a.m., police say Sang-ho Kim walked into the front door of a Garden City lighting fixture store and shot two employees. One man died and another was still recovering in the hospital. Police describe Kim as a disgruntled vendor of the company seeking revenge over a series of bad business deals. Because the shooting happened near Roosevelt Field Mall, police locked the mall down and did not allow anyone in or out for several hours. They feared if the gunman entered the mall, the situation could spiral out of control. Several local schools, including an elementary school just a couple blocks away, were also on lockout. Police at first dropped a tight net over the area in hopes of finding the assailant, but they now say the search area includes the tri-state region. Caitlin Keene was shopping nearby when the shooting happened. She says she's had problems moving about Garden City today because of the manhunt.
It's a little frightening. It's so surreal when you hear about it on, like, TV and stuff. It's very weird when it hits close to home.
Hundreds of federal, state, and local police are still searching for Kim. They describe him as armed and dangerous, but not actively targeting anyone. Charles Lane, WSHU News.